Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another wonderful episode of Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host with the most, Dale. With me today, at least, is Armando Crespo. What's going on, Armando?
What's up, guys? I'll give you guys a quick recap. This is a bonus episode.
Wait, is it a bonus? Okay. Yeah.
This is a bonus episode, guys.
Okay. If you didn't listen to the episode previous, you might want to listen to rounds 1 through 6. We are drafting an Experts League 14-team half PPR. So if you haven't listened to that yet, make sure to just go back if you're interested in rounds 1 through 6. If not, you can pick us up here in round 7. Armando, why don't you read off our roster so far?
Okay. With the first overall pick, we took Julio Jones. We came back around. We took Lamar Miller, followed by Allen Robinson, followed by Devontae Adams, then Jameson Crowder, and then we took Doug Martin as RB2. So we actually took a bench player before we took an RB2 in this league.
Yeah, and that is made me feel a little uneasy, especially because our RB2 isn't playing for the first 3 weeks and has a question mark beyond that, but we're taking our chances here.
Yeah. So just to recap, when everyone was off, the guys that were taken after Doug Martin was Jerry Macklin, LeGarrette Blount, Adrian
Wait, hold
Peterson.
On, start that over. You butchered both of those names.
Doug Martin. After I took Doug Martin, people took LeGarrette Blount. LeGarrette Blount, Adrian Peterson, CJ Anderson, Kenny Britt, DeSean Jackson, Kyle Rudolph, and then Kareem Hunt. And I'm a big fan of Kareem Hunt.
I like Kareem Hunt too.
I think it's a little early for Kareem Hunt personally.
Now that's kind of like halftime here. Who's available and who are you surprised that's available right here? Anybody in particular?
So Andrew Luck is still available, surprisingly, which I think is Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that's pretty surprising that everybody's waiting on quarterbacks. I think that's just the way it goes. These guys, if you're not going to get...
I don't think everyone's waiting on quarterbacks. Rodgers is going.
Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and Matt Ryan was taken too. So 4 quarterbacks off the board so far.
There's going to be a quarterback.
Matt Ryan was a reach, but everybody else, I think, is okay.
There is going to be a quarterback run very soon, and I'm okay waiting till the end of that run to take my quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, guys like, again, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, Matthew Stafford, Ben Roethlisberger, Tyrod Taylor, Phillip Rivers, even Andy Dalton. I mean, that's down, after 14 or 15 quarterbacks. So I'm completely okay with that. I highly, highly, highly suggest everybody waiting on quarterbacks, especially in a format like this where it's 4 points per touchdown passing. We have to get a running back here.
Do we? We do.
I was thinking
how I convince you to take Devontae Parker right now. I'm a little high on him.
I understand. But you're pretty high.
So we have to take a running back right now because we don't have a running back for week 1 through 3 and possibly beyond. But we are taking a gamble on getting Doug Martin. Yes. I think there's a lot of risk in our team, actually, surprisingly.
Accidentally, right? I mean, Lamar Miller, I think, is pretty solid. Julio Jones, he has injury concerns. Allen Robinson didn't perform last year. We hope he does better this year. His target stayed about the same between the last 2 years. I'm excited for it, but maybe not everybody is. Doug Martin, of course, isn't playing the first few games, and who knows how that's going to shake out when he comes back. And then we have Jameson Crowder. Kind of, are we waiting for him to be the number one? Can he be the number one guy? I don't know. The Devontae Adams, which I hate that you made me pick as flex.
So I'm 3 for 3 on Devontae Adams. I've drafted 3 leagues so far and probably 5 more to go. And if he keeps following me, I might keep taking him.
Yeah.
I think he's a great flex player.
Okay. Fair enough. So we have 3 picks before us. Guys like Terrence West, Robert Kelly, Darren McFadden, Jonathan Stewart, and Jaquizz Rodgers are available. It's reaching for Jaquizz Rodgers right now, but I really, really want to make sure we secure him. This is a point where is it worth reaching this far? I don't know.
My point is, why would we take Jaquizz Rodgers if we can get Darren McFadden?
Sure.
That's 6 weeks versus 3 weeks,
Yeah, yeah, but I am a little nervous, too, that if Rodgers plays well enough, if he's getting, what happens if Jaquizz Rodgers gets, averages 100 yards and, a touchdown or two every week and becomes a really good pass blocker, and what happens? Doug Martin's
not. It's like year 4 for the kid, or 5. He's not going to. I mean, he's going to have a few big games, but he's never going to steal the show.
Right.
It might be the rookie over there, but it's not going to be Jaquizz Rodgers long term.
All right. Yeah.
Andrew Luck was just taken, by the way. Oh, wow. There's a lot happening right now. So after Kareem Hunt was taken, Eric Decker, Zach Ertz, Cameron Meredith, Andrew Luck, and Dante Moncrief. So now there's one pick between us. And
let me just add Cameron Meredith. I think I'm going to call him Cam Meredith. I don't know if he likes to be called that or not. In the seventh round, in a 14-team PPR, half-point PPR, that is very good value again.
Do you think so?
I think so.
Looking at the guys available, I think it's too early.
No way. I think Cameron, he's going to be the number one wide receiver in that offense that's going to pass a lot.
That's a huge, huge question mark. Kendall Wright might be the starter. Kevin White might be the starter. I mean, there is no clear.
Did you just say Kevin White might be the wide receiver?
Kevin White was a first-round draft pick. There's talent.
How many years ago, Armando? How many years ago was he a first-round draft pick?
He hasn't. Just give him a chance. Fuck you, Dale. Fuck you. Back to this. I think there's more upside to Devontae Parker, Jordan Matthews, Tyrell Williams, with Mike Williams being out the entire season. There's a lot of upside there, Dale.
Pass.
Taking Cameron Meredith over those guys and over Dante Moncrief is a reach.
You're wrong. Sorry.
It's fine. I don't care.
You're not wrong. I'm just going to say I have a different opinion. Is that fair?
Yeah. This guy's going to take up someone in 10 seconds. Who are we taking? Robert Kelly or I think we're taking Robert Kelly.
I don't like it.
He took Russell Wilson. There's a quarterback run happening.
No, there's not. Calm down.
Yes, there is. Andrew Luck and Russell Wilson were taken.
Calm down. It's not a run. you overreact so much.
So we are between, and this is where you might have to need to convince me a little more. Cam Newton's there over Robert Kelly.
Dude, Tyrod, Ben Roethlisberger, Phillip Rivers, Andy Dalton, Tyrod Taylor, Matthew Stafford, Marcus Mariota, they're all available, and they will be available for rounds ahead. Trust me on this. Trust me. Trust me.
So you think I should take Robert Kelly over Cam Newton?
100%. But don't trick me into drafting Robert Kelly. We have 40 seconds left.
Seriously, who are we taking?
I'd say Darren McFadden. Darren McFadden is at least going to start for two games. And I'm not afraid of Alfred Morris. I'm more afraid of Sam J. Perrine than I am of Alfred Morris.
Jesus Christ.
How about Jonathan Stewart?
No. There's not a lot of upside there. I'm looking for upside.
We need a solid RB2 right now. We don't have one for weeks 1 through 3. Okay, go Robert Kelly.
Too late. I took Darren McFadden.
You son of a bitch. That's fine.
I think it's a bit of a reach.
It is. Well, six games as a... RB1 isn't bad.
No, we're going to have a starter. And that's what we wanted. I'd rather have him over Jacquizz Rodgers.
I don't like it. You have way too much influence on this draft.
This isn't my ideal team, too. I'm not a fan of Allen Robinson whatsoever.
Okay.
But I did that because I'm representing all of us. And I know Brito is very high on Allen Robinson.
I think I'm higher on Allen Robinson than Brito is.
And you kind of told me not to take him.
I liked Allen Robinson.
All right, whatever. All right, so let's just recap who's been taken off the board recently. So after I took Darren McFadden, Devontae Parker, and Jordan Matthews was taken.
Okay.
I think that's okay. I think Devontae Parker right now is really good value.
I wouldn't say good value.
Right, okay.
Right now we are in the seventh round, 97th overall, and Theo Riddick was picked.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's about where he's going to go. Jameis Winston was picked right before then, and Jordan Matthews was picked right before then.
Yep.
So we're okay.
Yeah. So there's a few picks between us. The top person for me on the board, and I'm taking him if he falls to me, is Robert Kelly. I think that's great value, and we will be solid at running back for the... Yeah, Robert Kelly is my number one guy on the board right now, but according to ESPN ranks, Tyrell Williams, Mike Wallace, Duke Johnson, Terrence West, Matt Forte are still on the board. What about you, Dale?
Yeah, I like... I think we need to take one more player before we start looking at QB. I'm not against Duke Johnson or Terrence West, especially at half-point PPR. The hype coming out of Cleveland with Duke Johnson has been nuts. Who was just picked? Kirk Cousins was taken. Okay. Okay, stay calm. Now, this is where it starts getting crazy. We're in round seven. People are taking quarterbacks. Stay calm. Right?
I'm calm. well, I mean, I'm the guys I like are a little deeper than what you like. I'm all in on Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, and that's completely okay. And I'm all in on Tyrod Taylor. I promise you I have more information on Tyrod Taylor than you do Phillip Rivers.
I don't care. I think Phillip Rivers is better. A better quarterback. He will be a quarterback the entire season.
That's good analysis.
That's all you need to know, guys. He's a better quarterback.
How many rushing yards is Phillip Rivers going to have in a 4-point in a 4-point passing touchdown league? How much is he going to do with his legs?
Oh, Cam Newton was taken. I really wanted him, Dale.
Nope. Really, we're waiting. Just Cam trust. Newton. Look, the only influence I have on this draft so far is getting you to wait on quarterback. Just trust me on this.
I don't leap on quarterbacks.
You've been wanting to take every single quarterback that's come off the board.
I would wish that I had them on my roster as well as all the players I have as well. All right. So there's 5 picks between ours, and Cam Newton was taken. Who are you eyeing right now, Dale? Give me 5 guys.
I like Duke Johnson. I wouldn't mind Terrence West. Robert Kelly, I think, is an okay as our 4th running back. I think Robert Kelly, I know a lot of people don't like him, and especially me. A running back 4 on your team isn't bad. I like Jonathan Stewart. I'm high on Jonathan Stewart, a little higher than I think most. Sam J. Perrine was just taken, by the way, as well. So, which is pretty interesting that he was taken this far ahead of Robert Kelly. I think Robert Kelly is probably going to fall to us. So, yeah,
especially they just released that he's falling farther and farther behind Robert Kelly. It's like, what?
Robert Kelly's not great, but he's played in the NFL, and it's not like Sam J. Perrine is the next big breakout. He might be better than Robert Kelly come week 4, 5, 6, but
yeah,
we have a lot of I don't know. I hate our running backs. Yeah, I hate Darren McFadden, Doug Martin.
They're not going to carry our team, Dale. We drafted really safe on running.
Quit touching your microphone, please.
I'm not.
Okay, because it sounds like you keep bumping into it.
So we're all on board between Terrence Wentz or Robert Kelly if they fall to us.
Yeah. Or Jonathan Stewart.
I might wait.
Well, it's a team that we're doing, right? It's me and you together doing this.
I think Derek Carr would be really good right now.
No,
actually, he
wouldn't be. Armando, we can rate 3 rounds for Ben Roethlisberger or Phillip Rivers. Why are you taking Derek Carr now?
I don't want Ben Roethlisberger.
What about Phillip Rivers? Phillip Rivers, do you want Phillip Rivers?
Yes,
because you can wait for him. You can wait at least two more rounds for Phillip Rivers. I promise you. Just listen to me. If you take one thing, if you ever listen to anything ever I say, listen to this.
Don't say trust me, Dale. Do not say it. Would you be opposed to taking John Brown was taken, Duke Johnson was taken. So the guys we're talking about are still available. I'm kind of interested in taking Hunter Henry right now. I know you want to wait.
I don't have a problem with Hunter Henry here.
Matt Forte was taken.
Listen, Terrence West, Robert Kelly, and Jonathan Stewart are still available. I like all 3 of those. Let's look at the tight ends really quick.
So I'm going to read off the tight ends for you. Top 20 tight end available is Hunter Henry, Martellus Bennett, Jack Doyle, Eric Ebron. And that's about it.
See, I even think we can wait for Cameron Brate or CJ Fedorowicz.
That's waiting a little late for me. I'm not a big fan of either one of those guys.
You don't like all the hype from Cameron Brate that he's been doing really well in camp?
Yeah, whatever. It's whatever news, man. They're not going to carry a team. I think Hunter Henry has the potential to be a top tight end. And I think Derek Carr, I mean, I'm going to go ahead. This is what goes off my head, guys. I'm going to take Terrence West or Robert Kelly. I think they're safer picks. And they fit our roster right now. They're going to fill some holes.
And I say Terrence West. Draft Terrence West.
I took Darren McFadden because he made me, and I waited for Robert Kelly.
So that just proves that I was right. We waited two rounds for Robert Kelly, and he was still there.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
so that's what we worked together. What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. We're a good team. Trust me. Terrence West was taken. Right after. So.
All right, so I think it's about time that we start looking a little deeper into players and looking at quarterbacks and tight ends. Are we done drafting our running backs and wide receivers?
I say we don't draft another wide receiver till we get Ted Ginn in about two rounds.
Adam Thielen was just taken. So I'm just going to read. I don't think it's realistic, Dale, that Ted Ginn is going to be available in two rounds.
Want to bet? We'll wait. If he's there, we'll take him.
So these are the top wide receivers available. Rashard Matthews, Corey Coleman, Corey Davis, Sterling Shepard, Anquan Boldin, Josh Doctson, and Ted Ginn. I think between all those guys that's available, Ted Ginn is the number one from those.
I like Ted Ginn over those. I do too.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. A couple guys that I like this far in the draft, besides Ted Ginn, I think Marvin Jones is a good value. Zay Jones might be good as well with the departure of Sammy Watkins. I really like Kevin White personally. But my number one guy is Marquise Lee. I think he's amazing value right now, the slate in the draft and PPR league.
As of Sunday afternoon, Marquise Lee was carted off the field during practice. Appear to be serious, but
exactly.
He was still injured. So I would wait on the news.
Yeah, we're not taking Marquise Lee next. We're definitely going to take a quarterback or a tight end before we take Marquise Lee.
Yeah, let's see what tight ends and quarterbacks are available. And I think we need to take one of the two. If a good value tight end, if Hunter Henry is there.
Look who was taken, Marquise Lee.
Yeah, not for me.
Thank you, Pod, whoever you are. Is it Pod Vader?
Yeah,
I think it was.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So let's. Wow. Ooh, okay. So this is Pod Vader's roster. You guys might know him from other podcasts. He has Drew Brees, LeSean McCoy, Marshawn Lynch, Brandon Cooks, Willie Snead, Adrian Peterson as flex, Andrew Luck on the bench, and Marquise Lee on the bench.
I don't get the two quarterbacks.
Neither do I.
Especially in a 4-point passing touchdown league, I don't get it.
Maybe he's looking for a trade bait when they announce he's healthy.
Perhaps. Dak Prescott was chosen in the 8th round, 109th overall. If you really believe in Dak, that's okay. I don't. I
would rather have Derek Carr, who's still available.
Yeah, I agree. All right. So we are in the 8th round, like I said, 112th overall. Hunter Henry was just taken. And now, after Corey Coleman was taken, Hunter Henry was taken at 111. And 112th overall was Derek Carr. So we are, we are in the 9th round, 113th overall. Looks like some of the mid-tier quarterbacks are starting to leave us. This could be a time where maybe we start looking at quarterbacks now. Like I said, quarterback or tight end is okay.
Yeah, I agree. Do you want me to read you a couple rosters so far?
Sure.
Just so we have. Sure. So this is Doug from DFSR. Oof. Aaron Rodgers, Ty Montgomery, Amir Abdullah, Antonio Brown, Kenny Britt, Zach Ertz, Spencer Ware, and Corey Coleman.
I love his running backs. Ty Montgomery, Amir Abdullah, and
I like them as I like them as like RB2s.
Yeah, I think but they were all really, really good value when he picked them. And that in my book is how it should go. Drafting value. Know.
Yeah. I don't like his roster at all. I think his best players are obviously Antonio Brown and Aaron Rodgers, and they're gonna carry him. Ted Ginn was just taken, Dale, and so was Marcus Mariota and John Ross.
Wrong. Okay. John Ross was taken before Ted Ginn Jr. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
So Derek Carr and Marcus Mariota were both picked almost back to back. Let's look at the quarterbacks. Now's the time to start getting skittish.
We're still fine.
No, but they're drying up.
They are drying up. I'm still fine with some of the guys that are there. I think we have to take them at this point. I'm not willing to Eli Manning lead my team to a championship deal.
Exactly. Because after Andy Dalton, right now, Matthew Stafford, Big Ben, Tyrod Taylor, Phillip Rivers, and Andy Dalton are left. Those are the only five guys left that I would have any faith in. After that, it's a huge drop-off. We're talking about Carson Wentz, Eli Manning, Carson Palmer. So
I know I should probably be paying more attention. But was Jameis Winston taken?
Yes, a while ago. You mean Jameson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the top guy for me, if he falls, is Matthew Stafford. Just because he has the most boom potential and he can finish the top three because he has in the past. But I'm all ears. I'm not taking Ben Roethlisberger right now. I don't feel comfortable with that. I'd rather take Philip Rivers over him right now.
Yeah, I'm okay with Philip Rivers or Matthew Stafford. I'm never going to talk you into it because you hate me. But Tyrod Taylor in a 4-point passing touchdown league and a 6-point rushing touchdown league. Tyrod Taylor has way more value than you're giving him credit for in this format.
I'm all ears. I'm not discrediting him at all. Just tell me more.
He rushed for more rushing yards than any other quarterback last year and the year before. He had 580 rushing yards, which is more than 100 rushing yards more than any other quarterback last year. Along with that, he had 6 rushing touchdowns, which matched Dak Prescott for the most. He's just far beyond any other quarterback when it comes to rushing. He also had 95 attempts. I understand that there's some coaching changes, offensive coordinator. They're still going to run. They're still going to use Tyrod Taylor because he's really good at what he's doing. Along with that, he handles the ball very well. I understand he only has 437 attempts last year, but he only had 6 interceptions. So he takes care of the ball as well as anybody in the league as far as in the ratio of attempts to interceptions. Do I take him over Stafford or Rivers? I don't know. I think I have Rivers ahead of Taylor.
I think you have Tyrod over Rivers.
I think I do by a spot or two. So that's my thing for Tyrod Taylor. I think he's way more valuable. Last year in a 4-point passing, 6-point rushing, I think he was in the top 10, Tyrod Taylor was, and I expect him to do the exact same this year. So,
I'm not against it at all.
But if you really like Rivers, I'm willing to give up. I don't have an argument strong enough to not take Rivers or Stafford over.
No. I'm listening. I think you're right. I mean, it is a 4-point per touchdown. I think Rivers is going to get a lot of passing touchdowns, but I think you're right. That's all I'm saying. I think you're right. I think Tyrod Taylor is a better value. I do have Rivers ranked higher. I have Rivers ranked 9 and Tyrod Taylor ranked 10. And you have Tyrod Taylor ranked 9 and Philip Rivers ranked. Where do you have Philip Rivers ranked? You have Philip Rivers ranked 10, so we haven't flip flopped.
Yeah. That's okay. Like I said, it's not enough to argue. I see your point either way.
Wow. Jonathan Stewart and Jacquizz Rodgers were just taken, as well as Martellus Bennett and Rishard Matthews.
What round? What round was Jacquizz Rodgers taken in?
He was just taken in the 9th round.
So 119th overall for a guy who's going to definitely start for 2 games to start the season. Not bad. No, that's not a bad value at all. You have a running back 1 or 2 for the first 3 weeks, and you just got him in the 9th round of a 14-team league.
We both have, I think we're going to follow our rankings on this, and we both have Matthew Stafford ranked lower than Tyrod Taylor and Philip Rivers. So I'm just going to go with your tool man, Taylor.
You said it. Thanks for saying it. I think it's good value. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you throwing me a bone here.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, I might go quarterback, to be honest, if Philip Rivers falls to us. No, don't do that. Okay, got it. Took the silence as a note.
I think a tight end is probably more valuable if we can get somebody like Jack Doyle.
So I'm just going to read back our team to us right now. We have Tyrod Taylor, Lamar Miller, Doug Martin, Julio Jones, Allen Robinson, Devontae Parker.
No.
Wait, who do I have? Devontae Adams, Jamison Crowder, Darren McFadden, and Robert Kelly.
Yeah. Not bad.
No, not bad. It's a solid team.
Dude, if Darren McFadden can play really well for the first 6 weeks, not even really well, if he can perform like an RB2 for the first couple weeks, we get Doug Martin back, we have Lamar Miller, and trade bait for Darren McFadden, or even a really good flex for the first 6 weeks. What's going on in your background?
Guys, just so everyone knows, there's a little noise here.
yes, everybody knows.
I'm in a hotel in South Carolina, Greenville. So that's why there's a little noise. My partner is showering. Jeez. And we talked about what partners are.
Are you in the bathroom already with her or what?
No, she just likes having it on while she showers. I don't know what to tell you, Dale.
Shut the door or something. It's this closed. Is professional recording here.
Yeah. Okay. So looking at tight ends available, we don't have a tight end at the moment. There's Jack Doyle, Eric Ebron, Jason Witten, Austin Hooper, Cameron Brait.
I'll be between Jack Doyle, Eric Ebron, and Cameron Brait. I think Cameron Brait.
So I'm going to go through teams and see where everyone else is on tight ends. So Pod Vader took a tight end. Jay Raz doesn't have a tight end. He drafts, I think, before us. So no, he does not. So that's good. So we have that opportunity. We might be able to get who we want. The Keepers has a tight end in Hunter Henry. So yeah, it looks like we might get the tight end we're looking for, Dale. Because everyone in front of us has already taken him.
Okay.
Which is to our advantage.
There you go.
Unless they go tight end.
There you go.
So I'm going to petition for Eric Ebron as our tight end.
Over Jack Doyle, huh?
Well, you know, I know there's more injury risk with Eric Ebron.
You know, if Jack Doyle was here, he would probably be such a nice guy that he would just tell us to go ahead and take Ebron ahead of him.
Fuck you, dude. So fucking annoying.
You don't play that game.
No, I don't play that game. I hear it. I heard about it, but I'm not into it. So there's a couple guys. I mean, we can even wait a little longer, Dale, if you're for it. I mean, there's guys that, you know, Jesse James, Jared Cook, Kobe Fleener, CJ Fedorowicz. Those guys, we can draft those guys as well.
Yeah.
If you want to go solidify another position, like maybe taking another quarterback and Matthew Stafford or Jeremy Hill to solidify a running game, or even going back to wide receivers.
Wait, did you say Jeremy Hill?
Yeah.
Is Jeremy Hill still available?
Yes, sir. That's why I said that.
Yeah. The 10th round, almost 127th overall pick, and Jeremy Hill is still available?
CJ Procise was just taken. Derrick Henry was just taken. Zay Jones was taken. Darren Sproles was taken.
Latavius Murray was taken before Jeremy Hill.
Yeah.
That's a little crazy. Do you agree?
No. I think it's crazy for us to see that happen. I don't think it's crazy for what's happening in fantasy football to see that happen.
What do you mean? Explain, please.
Like, people don't believe in Jeremy Hill at all. They are all out on Jeremy Hill. Like, they don't want him on his roster. We still believe in Jeremy Hill as a podcast. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. It's crazy. It's crazy, though.
Okay, some guy, a professional podcaster.
The Broncos defense was taken here in the 10th round. We still have four bench spots left to fill, and Jeremy Hill is still available. And you'd rather have the Broncos defense over Jeremy Hill. We're taking Jeremy Hill if he's available. We have three picks now.
He's going to fall to us still. He might even fall to us to the next round. I think that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe we should, I don't know.
That I would be surprised if he fell to us again. I mean, in a whole nother round.
So this is my mindset with running backs. You know, Jeremy Hill is still available, so we're going to take him. But a couple guys that I think we can look at as well, even later in the draft, are like DeAndre Washington. I personally don't believe that Marshawn Lynch will last all season. So I think taking someone like DeAndre Washington would be a great value right now. Joe Williams in San Francisco, because Carlos Hyde's injury concerns. I'm all in on Marlon Mack, so whenever I can get him, I do. Those are just a couple guys that I, you know, would consider taking at this point in the draft.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. I like all those guys that you mentioned. I like DeAndre Washington. We haven't talked about DeAndre Washington enough, but I think he is a very good handcuff to a player that hasn't played in over a year.
Yeah. I think right now, where he's going, he's not even being drafted in most leagues, and in 10th round, he's still on the board. Right. I think if we can get him in the 12th round, he's someone that I would be eyeing.
Right. So, Philip Rivers was just taken just a few picks after we took Tyrod Taylor. So, good job for taking a quarterback when we did, because I think there was only a few left.
Yeah, there's still a couple guys. They're coming back to us. I think Matthew Stafford's still available. Ben Roethlisberger
is still available. Can you please talk into the mic?
Matthew Stafford and Ben Roethlisberger are still available. I mean, I would be really, really, really nervous right now if we didn't draft a quarterback last round. Robbie Anderson was taken.
Yeah. That's good. He did great in this last preseason game.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he did.
All right. So I guess we're taking Jeremy Hilldale.
We will take Jeremy Hill if he's available.
I think we kind of went running back crazy here. Marvin Jones was taken, so Jeremy Hill will take.
Yeah, I think we kind of had to because we have a bunch of shitty running backs. Doug Martin, Darren McFadden, Robert Kelly, and Jeremy Hill. So, yeah, we need to load up on guys that could surprise. I think Jeremy Hill, with over 220 carries his last three seasons, could do that again. Joe Mixon, yes, I understand. He's going to be a good rookie running back. Enough to take touchdowns away from Jeremy Hill? I don't think so.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be afraid to plug Jeremy Hill in week one when Doug Martin's out.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
So I think we kind of have to take a tight end at this point. I mean, if either one of these guys fall back around, I think we're okay taking Jack Doyle, Eric Ebron.
Yeah.
Which they probably should, I mean, considering mostly everyone
else. Jack Doyle was just taken. I'm sure there will be a small run on tight ends here because it is getting a little bit later in the draft.
I went through most teams already, and most of them already have a tight end. I think there was only one that did not, and that's us.
Yeah, that's okay. Like I said, C.J. Fedorowicz and Cameron Brate, even Austin Hooper, I think is, I don't know if you would call him a sleeper, but I think he does have some good value as a late round tight end if you're waiting. Eric Ebron is up there as well.
I can't believe he's still available.
Yeah, I mean, he just didn't score the touchdowns last year.
He's going to be involved in the offense. They don't have a lot of weapons.
Correct. But give me a team. Let's look at another team here.
So this is I don't want to keep talking about Pod Vader's team. No one.
You keep picking his name. No. Pick another one.
I'm sorry. FBF. His team is Tom Brady, Jordan Howard, James White, Michael Thomas, Golden Tate, Jimmy Graham, Devontae Parker, Matt Forte, Latavius Murray, and Marvin Jones. I don't hate it, but
I don't hate it. I'm not crazy about James White as the RB2. I'm better. I feel better with Doug Martin as my RB2 than James White.
And you know, looking at his running backs he has on his bench, I don't feel like they have a lot of upside either.
Matt Forte and Latavius Murray, we know exactly who they're going to be this year.
Yeah,
right.
They would be good RB2s. Don't get me wrong, but there's not a lot of upside at all there.
Right. Giovanni Bernard was finally picked 137 overall, just a few picks after Jeremy Hill. Jason Witten was taken in pick 136. So that's
over Eric Ebron. Are we missing something, Dale? Can you please just go see if we missed something?
No, I mean, Eric Ebron, we talked, Brito and I talked about him a little bit last year. Eric Ebron last year, let's see, I'll give you his quick little stats here. Ebron, sorry. He had 61 catches. He had 711 yards, which isn't horrible for a tight end that only played 13 games. His downfall was that he had one touchdown last year. If you believe that the opportunity will come for him to get a couple more touchdowns in this offense, Eric Ebron is a steal this late.
Yeah.
And Brito talked about him a lot, and he definitely convinced me. I don't love Eric Ebron as much as he does, but I think he's a value this late. It's
looking at our rankings.
I mean, people draft what have you done for me lately so much, and Eric Ebron hasn't done much for anybody. So
okay, so you have him ranked 14,
and he'll be bumped up.
I have him ranked 7, and Brito has him ranked 7. So according to our rankings, he's
a guy to get right now.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah, 4 picks between us, and we're eyeing Eric Ebron. And I pray and to the Lord that he go ahead.
And after we pick this tight end, I guess we can wrap it up. And then we only have a couple of bench spots, so we won't waste everybody's time with the bench spots. If you want to know, you could just tweet at us,
we'll tweet it out.
Yeah, good idea. Can you screenshot the final roster for everybody to take a look at too, Armando, and put it on Eat Sleep Fantasy at Eat Sleep FF?
Yeah, no problem. So let's just take Ebron when he comes, and then we'll end the podcast. Is that what's happening?
Sure. If we can hit Ebron next, if not,
there's 3 picks.
If not, Cameron Brate.
I would wait again on tight ends if he doesn't fall to us, to be honest.
Sure. I wouldn't argue that. Because I think
would you take do you think we should take Matthew Stafford? or should we go kicker and tight end like a couple other guys have in this podcast?
A lot of defenses going, and a kicker have been taken. Which,
let's look at our rules. Are we missing something?
No, I don't think so. We read the rules beforehand. That was one of our tips.
Yeah, all right. Nothing too fancy. Oh, we're up. Yeah, we're taking Eric Ebron.
Eric Ebron is our tight end. So recap our situation, and then we can go ahead and finish it off.
Okay, so far we have Tyrod Taylor, Lamar Miller, Doug Martin, Julio Jones, Allen Robinson, Eric Ebron, Davante Adams, Jamison Crowder, Darren McFadden, Robert Kelly, and Jeremy Hill.
Yep, we have three bench spots remaining, plus a defense and kicker. So we're going to end up leaving you guys with that. We'll tweet out the entire roster. If you guys have any questions, if you want to call us idiots for drafting Davante Adams as a flex, you can. I like Jeremy Hill as our fourth bench player. That's not too shabby. But let us know what you think. Give us some feedback or tell us we're geniuses and thank us for our hard work. Wherever way goes, we appreciate you listening. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter at EatSleepFF. Find us on Facebook and Instagram and all that other good stuff. Again, thank you for listening, and have a good day. For Armando Crespo, I'm Dale. Talk to you tomorrow.
Good night. Eat, sleep.